preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio Network.
Oh, and a somewhat rainy day here in Kanab, Utah.
A little gloomy, not so sunny, but we'll take it.
It's a radio day, and you're listening to America's number one animal program in the whole country, probably the world.
The
animal
universe.
Radio. Yeah, definitely the universe.
Yes.
I'm Hal Abrams.
I'm Judy Francis.
And I'll give you a little warning today. Today's show's a little different. We're going to be talking about the secret sex life.
X-rated?
Yes, of dogs and cats. It's not really X-rated. It's R-rated. And we're going to explore some interesting themes here in just a second.
Everything you wanted to know about the sex life of your animal, but we're afraid to ask.
And we're going to talk to Dr. Bernadine Cruz in just a second. She's written a new book, kind of a departure. It's called The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats.
Hi, Bernadine.
Hi. Good to talk with you.
Very good to talk with you. No stranger to Animal Radio, of course.
No, you're a very great radio station. Hopefully you got a bit of a chuckle out of this book.
Oh, I got, you know what, I didn't know you had this in you.
Well, you see, I really didn't have it in me. It's just all my clients and my colleagues' clients that we're just scratching our heads. And so many times when you're at meetings, et cetera, you know what, one of my clients asked me, and after all these years of everyone saying, you know, we should write it down, finally got around to doing it.
And I got to tell you, it's very good. We're talking about the secret sex life of dogs and cats with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. And it seems to be a very complete book of very trivial facts about animals that are very funny. One of them, I don't know if we got this. We did this on last week's show. Uh-huh. We were talking about in Ventura, your animals are not allowed to have sex without a permit. Did that come from your book?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's all these really crazy pet laws, and probably they're no longer enforced anywhere. But, for instance, in California, it's a crime for dogs to mate within 500 yards of a church. Breaking this law is punishable by a fine of $500 and or 6 months in prison. I'm not sure that 6 months is for the pet or for the owner.
Now, what do you think the incident was that inspired that law?
Probably some preacher just couldn't get the people more in tune to what he was saying versus looking out the door and seeing what the pets were doing outside.
What else are we going to find in the book?
Well, some of it's a little on the sad side because people oftentimes don't realize what is truly going on with their pets. I always recommend, number one, that cats and dogs be neutered. That's the best way. Mm-hmm. And then you really don't have to worry so much about their sexual proclivities. But I remember one time I had a client, and she called middle of the night. I was working at an emergency clinic and wanted to know where the puppies came out.
Okay.
So I had to ask her, did she have children? Yes. And was it cesarean or a typical delivery? She said, no, it was just no cesarean. I said, well, same place that your babies came out is where the puppies will come out. And she was shocked because it was so small. I said, well, so was yours, but it stretches.
You know, some things that I read in the book was one woman could not believe that her cat was pregnant because it didn't go out of the house, and the only other cat she had was his brother.
And I have heard that so many times when people are just aghast that how could a brother or a daddy do it with the sister or the mother? I said, well, they are animals, and when they have those urges, they don't care who's around. It could either be, you know, the stuffed dog, or it could be their sister dog.
Another thing I thought was hilarious, when a gentleman called up the vet, and his dog was delivering puppies and had six, and he waited and waited and finally called the vet and wanted to know when the last two were going to be born.
Yes.
Mm. Like he was psychic. How did he know there would be eight?
Well, and the answer was, he said, well, there's eight nipples, so aren't there going to be eight puppies? And
yeah.
Well, then all women would have twins.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see this realization, the lights going on in these people's minds, like, oh, that's true. Or I remember when I first got out of veterinary school, went into an office call, and it was with an MD, and was concerned with these lumps that he had felt on his male cat's belly. Okay, fine. So I went in. I was a little intimidated because I was just a brand new graduate. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling around. I didn't feel anything. So I said, could you please show them to me?
Mm-hmm.
So we flipped the kitty over and he showed me. I said, oh, those are nipples. but it's a male cat. Well, go in the bathroom, take off your shirt, and you'll see you have the same equipment.
You know, it should be everything you wanted to know, but we're afraid to ask.
Yes. Definitely.
It's a great book, and I appreciate you doing this because, you know, of all the times that we've talked to you, it's been kind of, we've been very serious. And to see you do something lighthearted like this is great. Also, the picture in the back, we've been talking to you all this time. I never thought that you would look like that. I'm going to hold the picture up to the microphone. You're a hottie there. Okay. Let's go ahead and give away a couple of these books if we can. 1-866-405-8405. The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats with our friend Dr. Bernadine Cruz. You're in L.A. You actually have a practice in Laguna Hills. Is that correct?
Yes. Thank goodness we're not close to where we're fairly close, but we weren't affected by the slides that just happened last week. And just so sad because yes. Animals were involved in this too.
Yeah. Now, do they know ahead of time with stuff like that things are going to happen? I know with the big catastrophes in Indonesia and the tsunamis, they knew ahead of time. What do you think?
It's interesting because I actually did some studies several years ago on precognition, and there are institutes. Russia has a very large one. There's several in Europe also where animals prior to a large earthquake or tsunamis or other catastrophes, they know that something's happening and birds will often react too, but we as humans don't know how to read what they're trying to tell us.
Exactly.
But yeah. It's always a very good idea, no matter where you live, to always be prepared to try and get your family out, and that family including everything from the two-legged creatures to the four-legged to the ones with feathers, because sometimes, like in this case, they had just minutes to try and get out of the house very quickly.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we hope to have you back on again. The book is called The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
1-866-405-8405. I don't know. My face is still red from Dr. Bernadine Cruz. It's hard to turn it to red. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
I'll give you one guess.
Aunt Penny.
Aunt Penny, you're back.
I'm back.
We've missed you.
Where did I go?
I don't know.
I'm back from there.
Good.
People have been sending me emails asking where you've been.
Really?
Yes. I can't believe this, but you seem to
Why can't you believe it? I happen to be extremely charming.
You're part of the show.
Oh, I doubt that.
It is. We're talking about the secret sex life of dogs and cats. My Aunt Penny is calling me, which is really worrying me. What secret sex life of dogs and cats can you reveal today?
Oh, I would never interfere with the secrets of my animals if they want to keep it secret. I wouldn't presume upon them. But I can tell you what our Cocker Spaniel used to do when your uncle and I were being very friendly.
Oh, okay.
He would race around the bed, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Did he think you were being hurt?
I don't know, but finally we would have to put him out of the bedroom, which, of course, as our children got older, they realized is a signal not to come into our bedroom.
When the animals were outside of the room and you closed the door, huh?
Yes, but that didn't help because this one particular Cocker Spaniel kept scratching at the door and screaming at it.
You know, I bet we're not the only ones like that because this happens with our cat. Our cat will come by and give me a weird look or
just
something
stare.
Like that.
Which says, what, you do that too?
I guess so. Well, Aunt Penny, thanks for calling. I feel so red to have my Aunt Penny actually talking about this.
Okay,
your old Aunt Penny.
Well, now, isn't your birthday coming up?
Yes, on Sunday.
29, huh?
Three quarters of a century.
I can't believe that.
Congratulations.
Neither can I.
Okay, I have a trivia question for you about your dog's sex life.
Okay.
What age does a dog usually reach puberty?
What age does a dog usually reach puberty? Yeah. Do you know, Aunt Penny?
When they start becoming amorous to your leg.
Yeah.
They start up in your leg.
How old are they?
Not quite housebroken, so they must be under 4 months old.
How old are they usually?
Usually, well, you know, it's a wide range. It usually starts for dogs, it's from 6 months anywhere up to 24 months.
Oh, really?
Well, I must have had very precocious animals.
I guess. Give us a harder question. What's a harder one?
Let's see.
I didn't do well with that one now.
Can you reverse a surgery on a dog that has been neutered? A male dog.
Can you reverse a neuter surgery?
Yeah, like a reverse vasectomy.
I imagine with the same amount of success you can on men, which
on
is
humans.
Not total.
No, you can't on dogs.
You can't do it on dogs.
No.
Just
no.
on men, and
just
that's not
humans,
always
yeah.
successful.
And
yeah.
why would you want to do that to the poor thing? You've already operated on him once, and he's still surprised.
I want to know what the incident was that they actually found out that information.
Somebody, I think, who had a dog.
Breeding
dog that they had neutered, and then they decided a year or so later that
they wanted to breed
him.
So the results are based on one example?
Yeah.
I think this has happened a few times. People are learning. You can't reverse it.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Give us one more here.
Can you do like your home pregnancy test? Like
can
a
you
human?
Use it on an
can
animal?
Can you use it on an animal?
Oh, my gosh.
Will it work?
I never used it on me. How would I know?
I want to know who figured this out. Can you?
No, it won't work.
It won't work.
Plus, it's kind of hard to get the animal to actually pee on the stick.
To hold the stick yeah. underneath.
Well, that's the secret. I had to get a urine specimen from a dog, and I got tired of running up and down the street with the...
Oh, Gress, we've taken the whole show into the gutter, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Aunt Penny, thanks so much for helping us.
You children.
I love you. We'll talk to you real soon. We're not going to make it as long as it's been last time, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Aunt Penny.
I don't know if I can continue on. My blood has gone to my head. I've turned red. I'm embarrassed. All these ladies talking about sex, sex, sex. What is it, you ladies? That's all you think about is sex. Why can't we just hug and cuddle?
Yeah. Coming from a guy, never.
1-866-405-8405. Hi, who's this?
This is Sherry from Port Townsend.
Hi, Sherry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Very well. What's up?
Well, you know, I hear you talking about the sex lives of dogs and cats, and I figure if I'm not having sex, I don't want my cat to be having it either.
Damn straight. I agree. You know, if it ain't happening for me, it ain't happening for nobody
That's
else.
That's right. Damn straight.
Not even my animals. Well, Sherry, thanks for calling.
Wait a minute. I have some sex trivia questions.
Oh, sex trivia questions. The sex trivia questions.
Yeah. Let's see. What age does a cat usually go through puberty?
Didn't we just ask this?
That was a dog.
Oh, that was
a
dog.
Different for a cat.
Okay. What age does a cat usually go through puberty? Do you know, Sherry?
Oh, let's see. Let's go with 5 years.
Five years?
Think a cat
It's earlier
starts,
than that.
Okay, wait a minute. What time does it... When do you think a cat starts puberty?
Well, I mean, I know dog years or something. What do cats have? Cats have years like dogs do? Like... 6 years is a real year, or 7 years is a real year.
They actually do. It's different than dogs, and it changes every year.
Okay, let me rephrase it. How early, how young can a cat get pregnant?
Oh, really early. I guess they're, 9 months old. And they
okay, well, that's basically the puberty thing when they can
start. 9 months?
Yeah, well, you know what, with a cat...
It was earlier than that.
No, a cat averages anywhere from 5 to 12 months, and... The way to tell for a cat if it's going to go through puberty, it's really once it reaches 80% of its adult's weight.
80% of its adult's weight?
Yeah, so if you have a big cat, if he gets, if he's a heavier cat as a kitten or whatever, he's going to reach puberty quicker.
Okay, give us another question. Give us a better question.
Okay, if you spay or neuter your cat early, I know a lot of veterinarians
get
are doing
it done
early.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does it do anything to their growth? Does it stunt their growth?
Does it stunt their growth? What do you think, Sherry?
I bet you it does.
Nope. Doesn't stunt their growth.
Really?
Nope, not at all.
But you're still a winner in my book. And you know what? I'm going to load you down with prizes. I'm going over here into the prize closet. And I see all kinds of books and all kinds of treats. Do you have...
Open the door.
Yeah. Was that was you opening the door?
I was opening the closet door.
Yes.
Okay. You have a cat, right?
I do.
Okay, we're going to load you down with kitty caviar. We have lots of kitty caviar and cat books, too, okay?
Oh, my kitty will love me.
And we'll give you one of these books. The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats from Bernadine Cruz, too, okay?
And we'll even enter you in our no-name giveaway.
Look at that.
How about that?
Wow, is that because I don't have a name for my cat?
That's actually the name of our contest, but you don't have a name for your cat?
I don't. I've had her for 7 months, and I still haven't named her.
Wait, how
she
do you
comes to Kitty, and I don't know what else to call her.
How about Kitty?
Well, that's all I can think of. So her name is Kitty.
She hasn't told you what she wants her name to be yet?
She hasn't.
Wow. Well, maybe she just likes Kitty.
She comes from running across the yard if I yell Kitty, so I figure it works for me. Well,
Little Miss Kitty.
I guess so.
Hold on a second, Sherry. We need to get your information.
Okay,
There's more animal radio on the way. 1-866-405-8405. We want to know about your sex life.
Not your pet
sex life.
There you go.
This is Animal Radio Network.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. Tokens of silver pass through an arched hole in a glass window. An aura of anticipatory silence envelops the carpeted path that slopes gently down into cavernous, darkened space. A single beam of swirling light projects fantastic images onto silvered fabric. These ritual actions are performed thousands of times a day all over the world. Welcome to the movies. A favorite saying goes, every great ritual surrounds a story that is wonderful. And a really wonderful story always includes an animal. The animals portrayed in recent films, those winged, four-footed, and fin companions that always accompany the Disney heroines, Hidalgo, the real-life wild Mustang who rode to victory with cowboy Frank T. Hopkins, as well as many, many others, enjoy a truly golden ancestry. Their mythic and fabled counterparts have entertained audiences long before the invention of the projector and the cineplex. In The Lord of the Rings, the majestic horse Shadowfax carries the mythic memory of an ancient alliance between human and horse. Shadowfax is lord of all horses, and as Gandalf the Wizard explains, he has been my friend through many dangers. J.R.R. Tolkien's epic masterpiece is clothed in the raiment of Celtic, Norse, and Germanic myth, and Shadowfax comes from a distinguished line of horses who understand the speech of humankind, especially Sleipnir, the horse of the Norse god Odin. Sleipnir had 8 legs, could fly through the air, gallop over the sea, and outrun any horse in all of the 9 Norse worlds. Sleipnir is known as the swiftest of steeds, while Gandalf asks of his noble stallion, "Run, Shadowfax. Show us the meaning of haste." Like Shadowfax and Gandalf, Sleipnir and Odin share in many magical adventures, galloping over mountain and plain to duel with evil and save those destined for royalty. In the Fellowship of the Ring, the elven princess Arwen, a dying Frodo clutched to her breast, gallops just ahead of the evil ring wraiths in a scene that can trace its heritage to Celtic myth. As Arwen and Frodo reach the safety of the river, boundary to the elven lands, she invokes a spell, and the river is transformed into foam-driven waves of horses that topple and drown the ringwraiths. In this scene is a tribute to the Irish god Manurd of the Sea, who was a master illusionist. White-crested waves were called the horses of Manannan. The totem animal, an animal that holds sacred significance for a particular individual clan or culture, is seen in films like Dances with Wolves, in which the hero enjoys a spirited and joyful relationship with a wolf, their mystical bond acknowledged through his adopted Sioux tribe honoring him with the name Dances with Wolves. In Whale Rider, the whale that carried on his back to safety an ancient ancestor of the Whangarra New Zealand people is immortalized in an unbroken lineage of song, story, and leadership. And in the film, all are reminded that the ancient connections and stories still hold relevance for the Whangarra people today. In Star Wars, Chewbacca carries the role of the traditional animal helper to the hero of myth. Shown in his steadfast courage, loyalty, and support of his partner Han Solo, as well as to all involved in the Rebel Alliance. Audience tests have shown that including an animal in a scene rivets people to the screen. Perhaps it's because Shadowfax, wolves, whales, and Wookiees speak to a timeless mythical relationship, a deep need and yearning to reconnect with an ancient heritage of companionship with the animal world. The ritual process of attending a movie provides an opportunity to dwell in that timeless realm. So next time you see an animal on the silver screen, remember that they hearken from a golden lineage. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
Thanks, Rayanne. It is Animal Radio Network, America's number one and most listened to animal show. Thank you so much for making us number one. The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats, Dr. Bernadine Cruz. I have a couple more copies to give away. 1-866-405-8405. There's a couple of neat facts in here that actually are not sex-related that I wanted to share with
really?
You. Really? Let's see. We have the crazy pet law in a city in Colorado. Cats may not run loose without having been fit with taillights.
Taillights?
I wonder if that's only at night. let's see. In Oklahoma, a dog must have a permit signed by the mayor in order to congregate in groups of three or more on private property.
Oh, boy.
let's see. What else? Oh, on the serious side, by the way, I just want to tell you there are lots of animals that are being euthanized every year because they aren't being spayed and neutered. So while we're talking about sex, it's important to know that one cat can create 420,000 cats in several years.
Wow.
So please spay and neuter your animals. It's very, very important. We're going to tell you how you can win the no-name giveaway coming up in just a second. Also, Melamutt with stinky butts. Yes, we digress. More animal radios on the way. Hold on.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
We're going to talk mellow mutts and stinky butts. I would never say that on the radio unless I was authorized to. Am I authorized to say that on the radio? Please ask my boss. My boss, of course, being a cat who sits atop the cat tree.
We do that for tax purposes.
Then in case we get in trouble, someone comes looking for us. I say, the boss is the cat.
Did I do it right?
Go to the cat.
How do I do this? I don't know what your phone system's like. There.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and I don't have a line.
She doesn't work for more than
it
minimum wage.
Again.
Looks like I wasn't prepared for the interview today. You know, we do this live radio show every weekend. If your dog plays hard, you want him to smell good. Bruno's stinky butts from Mellow Mutts.
Can I spray a little on my stinky butt?
Waiting for, we believe it might be Andrea. We're not exactly sure. It is Animal Radio Network. 1-866-405-8405. Feel free to give us a call.
Oh,
actually got a machine. Live multi-million dollar station here. Trillion dollar show. Gazillion people listening. Boy, that must make you nervous, Judy, doesn't it?
Okay, you had me worried. I just called a second ago and got your voicemail.
Can you believe we are in touch with Andrea? A little bit of brow sweat on your face there. Yes, there is.
Well, you know, yeah. I don't have a mic.
You do have a mic. You just don't have headphones, I would imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a vote at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Monday morning.
What? I have no clue.
Headphones.
Monday morning?
I've got a caller.
See how messed up she was?
Going on.
It's Saturday morning.
Oh.
We have, is it Andrea? Andrea Warren on the phone?
Yes, you do.
Hi, Andrea. Is it Andrea?
Yeah, it's Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
We could be a lot more informal than that and just go with Andrea.
Yeah, it depends where we're calling you. It could be Texas. It could be California. That's how you pronounce your name. Where are we calling you?
Well, I'm actually in Kansas City, Kansas.
So it's Andrea.
Yes, it's Andrea.
Andrea's Andrea. And Andrea, you put together, I believe you're the founder, creator, the genius brain behind Mellow Mutts. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
You admitted up to it. I can't believe it.
Yes, of course. I mean, I stand behind the product, so I got to at least be, you know.
Somebody has to.
I am looking at them now, and I'll tell you, if they're as good as the packaging, then they're dynamite stuff. We have Bruno Stinky Butt Shampoo here. Tell us about Bruno Stinky Butt Shampoo.
Sure. What we did is we developed a shampoo that is an all-natural shampoo. It has got no chemicals in it. It is SLS-free, which a lot of people are looking for since we found that SLS has caused memory loss with humans. So we figure we might as well help the dogs out first and let them keep their memories.
Yeah.
And, we decided to go with Bruno Stinky Butts. The owner of the company, Myrna Russell, came up with that fabulous name.
I love it.
And we just figured, you know, we wanted something to be healthy, but we figured it didn't have to be boring. You know, we wanted it to be fun and exciting. And, you know, we felt that people that were into their dogs were a little more fun than just, here's some healthy shampoo. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Created something like that.
And you also have a Stinky Butt Spritz.
Yeah, where is the Stinky Butt Spritz? Is this the Stinky? I have the Paco's Dog Days Spritz over here. How's that different from the Stinky Butt Spritz?
Sure. What we did with Paco's Dog Days is we had a lot of clients. I did some on-the-side you know, consultations with individuals with their dogs on a one-to-one basis, kind of trying to figure out how to develop the line. And a lot of people had said to me, do you have something to calm my dog down? You know, when I take her to the vet, she's just bed, or if I'm traveling, say, in the car for a long ride, or even doing airline travel, I don't like to sedate her. Do you have something that might work? So what I did is I pulled from my resources and then did some own research on my own, and we developed a formula of essential oils and herbs that work together to actually calm the dog down. So you would just spray that on the dog and massage it in, and from there it works. So we've had some great feedback on it as well.
Well, Hal's spraying it around the studio.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it'll calm him down.
Actually,
it will work. You know, I have two young kids, and I spray it on them. So,
Very good.
Now, which one is that we're talking about? The Stinky Bite or the Paco's Dog Days? Okay, what about the, I'm looking at Matilda's Prissy Pooch Spritz, and you got to say that very carefully on radio.
Yes. What we did is we kind of developed a line for male and female because essential oils have very masculine scents.
Yes, that was very female.
So for the lady of the house that's wanting to smell a little fresher, as they say, we developed the Matilda's Prissy Pooch, and that's just to kind of, so you don't have to wash your dog every day. Most dogs like to be washed, maybe not like to be washed. But we developed something that you just spray it on her and let her go out. If she attracts a few Brunos, then so be it.
Well, that's good because you don't want to have to wash your dog every day, but you want your dog to smell good. We have a few that we're going to give away. Tell me, is it expensive stuff?
No. That's another thing the owner and the company and I decided to do was everything that's holistic and healthy somehow has this ridiculous price tag on it. So what we did is we used all local organic farmers and used local small businesses so that we could come up with a product that's priced fairly. Our spritzes are they're $8.99. You get an 8 ounce, and our shampoos are $9.99. So we're very inexpensive, and we, you know, I'm a firm believer, and because I am a small business and I have two small children, that, you know, I wanted to be able to afford to buy it. So I figured I'd make it a price point that was fair to everyone.
Now, I want to get this Paco's Dog Days Spritz here going. I can't get it to come out of the top of the bottle. It's not. Can you get that going, Judy, or something like that? Because I may actually change my colognes at $8.99.
Well, there you go.
Telling you right now. Okay. Did you get it going?
Yes, it smells great in here.
Yeah.
And you also have a bed boost.
Yeah, and what I did with that is, you know, you can use all of our products anyway. The dog days you can spray on furniture or something like that if you like that particular scent, if you wanted to spray it on their bed so they're mellow all day. But what I did with bed boost was a lot of people, I'm bad at it too, the dog gets on the bed, sleeps with me, on furniture, the actual dog beds. I made something that if you didn't want to use a product that you're using on a daily basis, the dog days, the stinky butt spritz, you could just use this, a couple sprays, and the bed is fresh. It actually has essential oils in there that help keep away fleas, so, and it's non-toxic, so you're okay if your kids jump on the bed. So there's nothing in there that would be harmful if anybody touched it and placed their hands in their mouth. So it's something that will keep you fresh.
Now, yes, I'm watching one of the studio cats. She just picked up and perked up and has
she
got her nose
the
in the
smell
air.
Of it.
Yeah. Now, are you going to have a cat line?
Now, we are working on that. There's been a lot of people that are interested in that. Now, you know what I would say with cats? Spray the Paco's Flea Fighter because the peppermint cats go nuts for.
Really?
Yeah, because the woman who owns the Melomuts, who's the owner of Melomuts, she also owns a human holistic line, and that's kind of how I got started with her. And peppermint is something we use in a lot of our products, and she has cats, too. And she said, you know what? Cats love peppermint. I said, watch. It's like it's catnip.
Yeah.
I am watching our cat. She is
now. It appears that,
very interested.
We have no dogs at the studio, but we have four cats, and she's very interested.
Yeah,
and she's,
you can use. There has been a lot of debate about essential oils with cats, but we don't use anything that's not diluted. Nothing is concentrated, so it is safe to use these products on cats as well.
And as far as dogs, it actually strengthens the immune system, does it not?
Yeah, and the stinky butts, and all of the bases that we use for the sprays, we use a formula of natural vitamins with vitamin C's. A lot of the essential oils and their orange oil, grapefruit, all work together to boost the immune system. So they're great to keep your dog healthy as well as smelling good.
So what is the website?
The website is www.mellowmutts.com.
Is that the only place we can get this right now?
We are, right now, that's where we're at. We just started. We launched a campaign in February. We kind of opened in February, so we're working. We've had lots of interest with stores, but we're kind of working to get in there and get Melomoth out there to everybody.
Okay. Well, after this appearance on Animal Radio, forget the stores. They'll come.
We'll be a $1 million company. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at Paco's Dog Day Spritz, Matilda's Prissy Pooch Spritz, Bruno's Stinky Butt Spritz, Paco's Flea Fighter, let's see, Bruno's Stinky Butt Shampoo, Mellow Mutt's Bed Boost, and all of these right here, I'll tell you what, we'll put them together in a package that we're going to give away right now, 1-866-405-8405, 1-866-405-8405. I'm going to keep
yeah,
one of them.
Yeah, you got to keep them, they're great.
Yeah, I don't know which one, they all smell very good. Andrea, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
No problem.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
You say you're thinking about cloning? You also say that you're an animal lover. Well, you can't be both. Do you know that many multiple animals have to be killed to make one clone? So, if you truly are an animal lover, you'll give a homeless animal a home. Visit www.nopetcloning.org to learn more.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Okay, I just need to tell you.
Tell me.
Near the end of the show, we have to tell you. Comfort Zone is an innovative, natural, species-specific solution for cat and dog behavior problems. Check it out. Also, Frontline. Let's see. Brought to you by Frontline. That would be Animal Radio, brought to you by Frontline. Plus, say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Ticks and Fleas, and I think there's one more. Is there another one?
Fancy Feast.
Yes, introducing Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold is simply the best tasting dry cat food versus leading brands. I actually saw that in the store yesterday, so it's out. Check it out.
There.
It's good stuff, I believe. And I also wanted to, before we go to Darlene, I wanted to tell you that the No Name giveaway is in full gear. We have so far in that.
Yes.
We have the Cat Condo or Dog Mansion from Steps for Pets.
We have the Bissell Spot Lifter Cleaner.
Thanks, Judy. Also, we have the Lowe's Hotel Weekend.
Yes.
Is that very cool or what?
And then we
Pumped Up Pets Weekend.
And then we have the Steps for Pets Condo. Did we mention that? Oh,
yes,
we have the Safety Turtle.
The Safety Turtle.
Yes,
all of these things we should write down so when we go on the air, we know what we're giving away. Big contest, lots of prizes worth millions of dollars, and you're going to get qualified. Well, there's all kinds of ways to get qualified. The easiest way, send us 6 of your inkjet cartridges. Oh, it's only 4. I just found out it's only 4 inkjet cartridges, as long as they're not Epson. Any other inkjet cartridges that are spent, send them to us. You can call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll actually send you a postage-paid envelope with the address and the postage on it, so all you have to do is put those cartridges in the envelope, and you are qualified for the No Name giveaway.
What a deal.
Such a deal, I tell you.
Such a deal.
Hey, Darlene.
Anyhow.
How you doing? You heard about our big giveaway there, the no-name giveaway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you have. Very cool.
I hope you're collecting your cartridges for me, because I need those inkjet cartridges. I know you do a lot of writing. You're a big author.
I do a lot of writing and go through a lot of inkjet cartridges.
Well, send them this way.
I hate having to change them, and I go through a lot of them.
Well, when you change them, throw them this way, okay?
Yeah, don't throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't you at a book signing today? Where are you today?
I am at Especially for Pets in Sudbury, Massachusetts, doing a book signing. And at 2 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time, I will be doing a wellness talk here.
Oh, very good.
Wow, what a busy lady.
You stay very busy. And, of course, if people want to learn more about you, the website, isn't it DarleneArden.com?
Yes, it is. Really simple.
Okay. So tell us, we've been talking about sex today, kind of in a fun way, but it's very serious when we're talking about animals, spaying and neutering.
Absolutely. I can't stress enough how important this is. For female dogs, spaying will greatly reduce the risks of ovarian and mammary cancers, and before the first heat cycle will reduce these risks even further.
Oh, so if
it
you...
also prevents pyometra, an infection of the uterus that's a very serious health risk in older, unspayed female dogs. You can head off a lot of problems.
So you're telling us we need to get them spayed prior to their first heat, which happens about when?
It happens depending upon the dog, the size of the dog's breed. Any time from 6 months, some of them are really kind of precocious and will come in 4 months and really surprise the owner. But before, the earlier you do it, definitely, sometimes they don't come in until a year old or a little over.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can do, the earlier you can do it, the better. People say, oh, I want her to have a litter. Oh, please, there are enough dogs out there. Or I want her to go into heat once. Why? You're only going to run the risk up higher.
Or some people say they want to show their children the miracle of childbirth.
Well, then take them to the shelter and show them the miracle of death, because they have to hold them there.
There you go.
You know, it's not a pretty thing. It really isn't. There are videos that the kids can see. They don't have to actually witness it. No dogs have to be born just to have this happen.
Yes.
What about cats? What about cats? What age can they be neutered or spayed at?
Same thing. And, you know, early spay-neuter is a wonderful thing. If you're not going to show them, the only risk it will have is the dog or cat will be a little bigger because the growth plates haven't closed, but so what?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, that neutering males helps prevent tumors and hernias of the testicles and helps prevent testicular cancer. It also helps to prevent a variety of prostatic diseases such as infections, abscesses, cysts, which can occur under the influence of testosterone. You remove the testosterone.
So people
will curb the aggressive, hyperactive nature at puberty. And it does not change, can I say this firmly, it does not change your dog's favorable behaviors such as playfulness, friendliness, and socialization with other dogs and people.
It'll still be the same dog.
And the important thing here is that there's more reasons than population to spay and neuter. There's lots of health reasons.
Yes.
So
lots of health reasons. I can't say enough for that. Also, people worry about dogs getting fat. That has to do with exercise. That doesn't have to do with anything other than
diet and exercise just like us.
Darlene, we'll let you get back to your book signing. If you want to learn more, anything you've heard on the show today, head on over to animalradio.com. If you want to call and get a postage paid envelope for the cartridges, or you have any questions, you can call all during the week. We answer questions at 1-866-405-8405. Darlene, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Look forward to it, Hal. Bye, Hal. Bye, Judy. Remember, stay a neuter.
And for you, we love you. Thanks for listening to us. We'll see you next week right here on Animal Radio. Bye-bye now.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Welcome back to Animal Radio on Animal Radio Network. Summertime is here. Everyone's getting out. The animals are getting out. And we just learned a few minutes ago that there's some dangerous plants this time of year. Plants in the garden start to come up. Some of them are very toxic to your dogs or to your cats. There's also another safety problem that I want to talk about that is actually more critical than you probably know. It's drowning in swimming pools.
Ooh.
And for both infants and for animals, even dogs, you know, you think they can dog paddle, but not necessarily so. We have Todd Appleman on the phone with us. Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Good morning.
Who do you
doing
work?
Fine.
Who do you work for?
I'm sorry?
Who do you work for?
Well, I work for myself as a consultant in the healthcare industry, but also I have another life, and that is I'm an advocate for pool safety and drowning prevention, first for children and then out of personal experience for pets, own pets.
Well, tell me your personal experience first so we know where you're coming from.
When I first moved into my home that I'm currently living in, we built a pool. And I had some young Jack Russell Terriers that came with us from another home where there was no pool. And within a matter of days, I was bailing my dogs out of the pool, Jack Russell Terriers, almost on a daily basis. And it was really frightening to think that I might not always be here or might not always hear the dogs barking at each other.
And they can't swim, huh?
Well, they can swim. Actually, all of the dogs can swim. The problem is, and this is the case for almost all pools, many dogs can't either, they get disoriented and they can't find the steps, or they just don't have the physical strength to, they can dog paddle for quite a while, but they don't have the physical strength to get out of the pool. This is very true of older pools that don't have steps, if you will. They have more of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
There's just really no way a dog can get out of that situation.
So they end up exhausting themselves.
Exactly. And there's not a lot of science on this yet, but the general rule among us, that people that have identified this as an issue, is that a dog can dog paddle for about 30 to 45 minutes if it's a younger dog.
Uh-huh.
But after that, it's really not, there's no hope unless somebody hears or sees the dog in duress.
Okay, so what did you decide to do about this problem?
Well, I got on the internet and I found a product called Safety Turtle, which at the time was just getting off the ground as a child safety monitoring system, a personal immersion alarm that was worn on the wrist of a child.
And if it got wet, it would go off?
Exactly. It gets wet. There's a battery, a lithium battery in there that completes the circuit, sends a radio frequency signal to a base station, and out comes an alarm, which is quite a bit louder, actually, than a smoke alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, boy, I need this product. And I had some business in Canada anyway, so I took a flight over to Ottawa and met with Bob Lyons of Terrapin Communications, the inventor of Safety Turtle, and said, why don't we expand this to pets as well. Couldn't it be put on a collar?
Good idea.
And lo and behold, now I'd say 30 to 40% of the people that buy Safety Turtle are buying it for a pet as well, or for a pet only. Maybe they don't have children.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So
okay. It's
really taken hold, and it all kind of started when we began representing the company and decided to launch a website, esafetyalert.com, in 2002. And that's where I met you folks, actually, at the Pet Expo down in Anaheim, California.
We were neighbors.
We were neighbors for 3 days.
How serious is the problem for dogs?
Well, this is the surprising figure, and we didn't actually get this figure till this year, and we learned that up to 5,000 pets are drowning in backyard swimming pools.
Wow.
That's compared to about just under 3,000 children in near-drowning incidents and about 500 children under 5 drown in backyard pools, actually making it the number one cause of death for children. But in the process of learning the statistics and gathering them from various sources, we've learned that it's about 5,000 pets, which is a very significant number and a very preventable number, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have this thing that goes around the collar, is that correct? Did it need to be retooled for animals?
Actually, not at all. What we recommend is there's a couple ways to put it on the pet. You can either slide it on to a normal 5/8-inch wide dog collar or cat collar, or we have a pet adapter, which allows you to attach it to a dog's harness or a dog's flotation device, like a life jacket that you might buy for a pet.
What if you have several dogs? How does that work?
It's actually, you can have as many dogs and kids as you want protected, as long as the safety turtles are of the same color. There's 5 colors, yellow, red, green, blue, and purple.
And these are different frequencies?
Exactly. And the idea behind that was so that if a neighborhood decided everybody in the neighborhood got a safety turtle, that you'd have different colors for each house, and then they all wouldn't go off at the same time.
Well, that's good thinking. That's thinking ahead.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it does kind of take hold like that. A neighbor will get a system for their pets and their children, and then the next-door neighbor finds out about it and says, well, I want that too. And so it kind of catches on neighborhood by neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so where do we get one of these things?
Well, it's available at www.esafetyalert.com, or they can call us toll-free at 800-892-9551. And we provide all kinds of customer service, including technical service. Some people live at lakes or have ponds, and they have bigger distances than what our regular base station covers, which is 200-foot range. Mm-hmm. We can actually help people that are maybe at a lakefront with 1,500 foot of range.
Wow.
We have a system that adapts to that big of an area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number once again is 1-800-892-9551. And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Here's what we're going to do. We usually give stuff away. Every day we give stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do this a little different. We're going to add this puppy here, since it's a high-end gift. We're going to add it to the no-name giveaway. So
wow.
It will join. It will sit in the prize closet, the special satin-lined prize closet, which includes so far the Steps for Pets condo or dog castle. Either
wow.
one now. I forgot to tell you about that.
That's added.
And also we'll join the Bissell Deep Cleaner Vacuum. We'll throw this in. And it includes the base station and one safety turtle. Especially important if you have a pool or you're near water. You want to take care of those pups, you know. I imagine no problems with cats, Todd, right?
Well, cats, we don't have a lot of data on cats, but we do have a lot of customers that buy them for their cats.
Really? Okay.
We also are starting to find a lot of boaters are interested in buying it. Because just like man overboard, well, you can have dog overboard, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, with the roar of the engine, you don't always hear the kersplash when somebody goes overboard. So
yeah.
This
uh-huh.
signals immediately, and we have a 1995 cigarette adapter, which gives you full coverage. You just take the base station right out of your house, and you're suddenly covered out on the boat, too.
Boy, you've thought of everything.
Yeah, you sure have. Right into the future, the website, www.esafetyalert.com. We will again put a link from the animalradio.com website.
And since we're not giving away one of these items, we're going to offer 5% discount
to
all Animal Radio listeners.
If you want one of these and you want to get a 5% discount, go ahead and call the number right now, 1-800-892-9551. And that's 1-800-892-9551. And tell them that Hal and Judy sent you. You get 5% off. And then, of course, if you want to qualify for the no-name giveaway. The no-name, how stupid is that? Why didn't they invite me in on the naming of the contest? If you want to get
there.
On that, what we'll do is we'll get you qualified before the end of the show today. Write down this number, 1-866-405-8405. Todd, thanks so much for doing such an important thing for our dogs.
Absolutely, and I wanted to say that we'll offer that 5% discount through the end of July.
Beautiful.
Very good.
There's more Animal Radio. Good stuff for great pets on the way. Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
I'm talking about my dog Chance and what a great product Comfort Zone has been. He had a lot of severe anxiety, separation problems. He redecorated my house several times for me when I had left him alone. Through a friend who gave me as a gift Comfort Zone, I started using it about 9 months ago. At one point, I ran out of it for a month, and I saw a definite change in his personality right away. He's a small terrier type dog, and he has a high energy level. Without it, he just is out of control. He can't seem to control himself. I work nights, and I had hoped that I would be able to leave Chance by himself. Before I got Comfort Zone, that was totally impossible. He had even jumped through one of the windows in my home and came down to where I work. After using Comfort Zone, I'm able to leave him in the evenings. He's a very much calmer dog. Even in the daytime, he's more relaxed. It's a godsend. I don't know what we would do without it. I think it's a great product, and it's really changed our lives. Comfort Zone is a godsend for us.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the #2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
We have Dr. Pomerantz on the phone today, who was a contributor to the last Animal Radio Network newsletter. Thank you so much for your contribution, by the way.
My pleasure.
We were talking about euthanasia. Not a pretty subject, but unfortunately something that most animal owners, pet owners, have to deal with eventually. You have some thoughts on it, and you've actually put together a book, which is, I guess the demographic might be the younger person.
Yeah, young adults or adults, but it speaks to everyone. It really does.
Tell us a little bit about your thoughts on euthanasia.
Well, you know, I think in many cases animals die naturally, and it's not an issue. For others who are severely disabled, who are suffering a chronic or terminal illness and really not enjoying any kind of quality of life, We as human beings and those who have dominion or guardianship and stewardship over these animals have what I view as a privilege of, and it's a painful privilege, but it's a privilege to be able to end their suffering, to alleviate their pain, and to end their suffering and to have them euthanized.
You're a grief counselor at the Texas SPCA, by the way, a great organization, and you see this all the time. How do you know when it's time?
You know, part of it's intuitive. You also know the diagnoses, the prognoses in terms of the animal's future and the progression of the illness or whatever it's facing. And there comes a time when the animal is displaying no joy in eating, no joy in playing, very lethargic, perhaps incontinent, unable to walk, with really severe mobility problems. Mm-hmm. And then you know, and there's something in your heart that tells you, you look into their eyes and they say, I'm ready to go, I'm old, this body is well worn, it's time to move on.
You have to be very honest with yourself.
Oh, yes, you do. And that isn't easy, is it?
No, it isn't. You tend to sometimes vote in your favor, which is, it's not time. They're not saying it's time when you know damn straight it's time.
Well, and you know, we're in a society that's in denial about grief, any kind of grief and any kind of loss. We try to make the best of it, keep a stiff upper lip, don't show our emotions. And so it's not at all surprising that when we're living with beloved animal companions that for so many of us are indeed family members, that this is a really horrifying decision on many levels because you're letting go of someone you dearly love and whose physical presence comforts you so much in a world that's so filled with violence and tumult and destruction and negativity. These animals are a safe harbor. They're a safe haven for us. They allow us to let down our guard, to be who we really are. We can love on them as much as we want. We can hug them. They cuddle with us. And to let that physical presence go, you know, when that happens, there's a huge void in mm-hmm. our lives. And people that don't have close relationships with animal companions don't really understand that.
Right. Well, it's hard to put their needs in front of ours.
Yes. And this is one situation in terms of euthanasia that requires a tremendous amount not only of compassion but unselfishness.
Exactly. And that's hard to do when you love
an
animal.
Of course it is.
It's very hard to do.
We're a society that's self-absorbed and self-involved, and we care about me, you know? And these animals are dependent upon us, and they're vulnerable, and we've been entrusted with their care. And, you know, for those of us who really think about it, it's a huge responsibility, and it's a huge commitment, and it's a lifelong commitment.
Uh-huh.
Is it truly strange to grieve for an animal more than you might a human?
Not at all. You'd be astounded at the number of people who are grieving and ashamed or embarrassed to express their grief because they're told, it's only a dog, mm-hmm. it's only a cat, get over it, it's a horse, it's a rabbit, come on, you know, it's been a day, it's been 3 days, it's been a week, get over your grief.
How long does it take to grieve?
Oh, it's completely subjective, completely arbitrary. Every single person is unique, and again, that depends on the relationship that you have with this animal companion. Are you elderly, for example? Do you live alone? Is this companion your trusted confidant, the reason that you get up in the morning, the reason that you exercise and take walks with it, you know, or play with it. So it really varies. And again, you know, for a young person perhaps just starting out in life and is all alone post-college or even during college, the animal is its trusted friend. And it's you know, exercise mate and its companion. It's a means of meeting other people of like mind, people that like animals. Mm-hmm. But the void is different for all of us. And also, grief is cumulative. And that means that, you know, it's not just the death of a pet. For many of us, that follows the deaths and losses of many, many others. Humans, loss of a spouse, loss of a child, loss of relatives, loss of friends and colleagues, you know, moving from one place to another, empty nest, retirement, graduation, marriage, so on and so forth. And we don't realize, we don't consider these as loss issues that lead to grief, but they all are. And when I know with me, I became a grief counselor when my dog Caesar, an Alaskan Malamute lab mix, died 6 years ago, and I had lost countless friends and relatives to cancer and AIDS and you name it, you know. And when Caesar died, I was devastated beyond anything I've experienced before. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he was with me 24/7. I could trust him. He didn't betray my secrets. He didn't betray my confidences. He was there for me. He never judged me. He never blamed me.
Do you recommend going out and get another pet to replace the one you've lost?
You will never replace the one you lost. Each is unique. Each provides a series of what I regard as lessons and experiences that you share together, which will never be the same. Of course, you can open your heart when the time is right. I highly recommend that you grieve the animal that you've lost first, that you commemorate the life, that you eulogize the pet, that you appreciate and remember, take time to remember, and maybe even have a ceremony, a memorial service or whatever, commemorating that life and honoring it, because it is a life worthy of honor. You know, all living creatures are precious, in my personal opinion, and all are purposeful. And when you've acknowledged that you're grieving and you've taken some time, and that varies. It can be days, it can be weeks, it can be months, it can be years. It's different for every person.
Right.
Depending on the intensity of that relationship and the significance that that animal has assumed in that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you acknowledge that you're grieving and express your grief to people that are sympathetic and empathetic, other animal lovers, for example, people that work for an animal welfare organization, you will recover from that grief. And, you know, as a grief counselor, I'm told by so many people, I'm never, and I tell them, you know what, that's totally up to you. But you know what, loss is an inevitable part of life. And whether you get another animal or not, you're going to lose a job, money, you're going to lose friends, you're going to move from part, you know, one part of the world to another, or one part of the country to another. Loss is inevitable, and we're here to overcome those losses and grow strong through those losses.
Couldn't be said better, Dr. Diane Pomerantz from the Texas SPCA, grief counselor and really just a counselor on life, pretty much. We have four of your books to give away. Animal Elders, 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. And if you don't get through today, you can pretty much pick it up at any bookstore or online. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Thank you, Doctor, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Okay, here's the deals on how you get qualified for the no-name giveaway.
Okay, tell me. Oh, not me. The listeners.
This would be for the listener.
Okay.
Okay, very important. Listen carefully because we've added some things. We've added the Lowe's Hotel Pumped Up Pets Weekend.
Wow, that's a weekend in a hotel, and you get to take your pet?
And they will cater to your pet, and they will cater to you. It's
wow.
Lowe's Hotel. Thank you very much for joining us. Also, Safety Turtle. We just spoke to the guy a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Pool alert for your dogs.
Must have for every pool owner.
Absolutely. Also, Steps for Pets. Furniture from them, either for your dog or for your cat. They have this huge mansion. If you go to our website, which is animalradio.com, and hit the webcam, you will see a picture of the cat mansion that we have set up in the studio. This could be yours. Not this particular one.
No,
one
that's
like
ours,
it, of course. Brand new
we'll
one.
We'll get you a new one.
Or a dog mansion. Also, we've added the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
A must-have for every pet owner, I tell you.
This package is getting bigger and better. Next week, we will add another item. I can't tell you what it is yet. I'd have to kill you. Besides,
listen.
I don't know. Okay, so how do you qualify, you're saying, in the minute that you have left? How? Come on, tell us. How
Come
do
on,
you
we
qualify?
We only have 30 seconds. Hurry.
1-866-405-8405. Call us at that number. Get a prepaid postage-paid envelope to send us your inkjet cartridges from your printer. Send us four of those and you're qualified. You can qualify yourself as many times as you want, and we'll have plenty of times to qualify you before the end of the summer. The giveaway is in the end of September, but you want to get qualified over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more. Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
The buggy professor, Dr. Miles Bader.
There you are.
How are you doing?
Just great.
Where are we calling you today?
I'm in Florida, bug country.
It is bug country down there, especially this time of year, huh?
We got plenty of them. You need a few, let me know.
No, thank you.
Well, I love your new book.
Oh, it's a fun book. We've been going crazy with it.
It's called Club the Bugs and Scare the Critters.
Without harming your kids and
you
pets.
You won't harm the kids, pets, or anything.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Well, now you're a critter lover. You like insects, don't you?
Oh, I love insects. I wouldn't do without them.
Well, it's. I know that Judy here, whenever she sees a spider, I have to convince her to save the spider, take it outside if you don't want it in your environment, but it's not going to hurt you. It's spiders are our friends, is what I keep telling her.
Well, that's good. We have natural ways to keep them away from you.
Okay, but not all spiders. Some spiders are harmful. Is that true?
Yes, very
yeah.
true.
See, not all of them are good.
Well, what spiders are harmful?
Well, you have the brown recluse.
Yeah, well, is it going to bother you even if you don't bother it?
No, you've got to bother it. It's not that aggressive. It's not going to chase you down the hall.
Well, okay. What other bugs?
Oh, you know, not too many of them are really that harmful. You got the black widow and the brown recluse. Those are the only spiders, really. The rest of the bugs really aren't going to do you a lot of harm, not in this country.
Yeah. I like the Venus flytrap plant. I think that's cool. How do you feel about that? You probably don't like the Venus flytrap plant.
Oh, don't mind the Venus flytrap. No, I don't have any.
You're not a man of many words, are you? I just noticed that.
Well, we can tell you how to get rid of spiders if you want, how to keep them out of the house.
Well, can you give us some tips on how to do that?
All you do is spray white vinegar and coconut oil. Put it in the sprayer. Fill it up with white vinegar, a teaspoon of coconut oil in there, and spray all the corners in your house, and you'll never have a spider in your home. You'll never
really?
Have a cobweb.
They don't really? Like coconut oil?
They will not make their, they won't spin their web in any of the corners, so you won't have any cobwebs. And if you want to keep them away naturally, just use the herb pennyroyal. Pennyroyal sprinkled around, just go to the health food store, get a few capsules, and that'll repel spiders.
Well, that's very, very good to know.
Well, there's a lot of other things. Hedge apples from the Osage orange tree, you can put them in the basement. That'll get rid of spiders.
What about mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes?
Yes.
Well, if you want to get rid of skeeters and flies, all you have to do is use basil. Use the herb basil. Put some in a porous bag. Hang a couple bags around the house, and you'll never have a flying insect in your home. In fact, if you add catnip to it, it'll activate the basil even more, and it'll be more effective. You can do that as long as you don't own a cat. If you own a cat, it'll drive the cat crazy, and they'll need counseling.
You know, I got to say that the name of the book sort of it doesn't do it justice. The book is much bigger, and there are a lot more tips and a lot of things in the book. I'm just starting to find more, and it's one of those books that you can read over and over and over.
Well, the whole first chapter is on ants, all different, how to keep the little tiny sugar ants out of the house, how to get rid of fire ants, carpenter ants, termites, how to make baits, how to get rid of their nests. And one of the big things is how to make a natural flea collar for your pet so you don't have to put poison around the pet's neck.
Ooh.
That's a big problem with children. And grandchildren.
People don't think about that. They say, okay, well, it's okay for the pet, but they don't realize that grandchildren can be very toxic for the grandchildren.
Well, they put their fingers in their mouth. They wet their fingers. They'll touch the flea collar, and they'll put their fingers back in their mouth. They're touching a poison, and they're putting some into their mouth. You can make a natural flea collar by just buying a brand-new leather collar and soaking it overnight in citrus oil with a few drops of lavender oil in there and a few slices of lemon.
Ooh.
Soak it overnight, let it dry completely before you put it on the pet, and you'll have a natural flea collar.
And it doesn't bother the pet.
Won't bother the pet, and they'll smell good, too.
Wow. You know, another thing I noticed I had never heard about this before, about freezing your stuffed toy animals for 24 hours once a month to kill off
dust
mites.
I was just
going to
mention that. Stuffed animals contain dust mites. Dust mites cause allergies in children. They'll bring on the allergic attack in some children. And you want to take the stuffed animals, put them in a plastic bag, a big plastic bag, put them into the freezer once a month for 24 hours. That'll take care of the problem.
Oh,
now, if you have
genius.
A great big stuffed animal, like a 2-3 foot bear or something,
you have a real problem.
You get a big garbage bag, big green bag, put it in the big green bag, take it down to your supermarket, tell the butcher to put it in his freezer overnight. He's going to love that.
And he's not going to look at you funny, huh?
Well, he might. As long as he doesn't chop it up and sell it, you're all right.
Yeah, there you go. This time of year, we just touched on this a second ago, fleas and ticks. But once the fleas get in the house, then it's trouble. It seems like they're everywhere. Any tips for that?
You know, there's a lot of things you can do. You can sprinkle brewer's yeast in the carpet. That'll and then vacuum it out after a few minutes. That'll help get rid of them. You can keep a few drops of lavender oil in your pet's bedding. Then they won't get in the bedding. You can sprinkle brewer's yeast on your pet, let it sit for a few seconds, and vacuum it off, providing you have a pet that's big enough to vacuum. You don't want to do a mini chihuahua. You'll end up in the bag. So you got to be careful, or they'll end up looking out of that little plastic thing in the center of your vacuum cleaner.
Now, we get a lot of calls for people that are trying to keep their neighbors' cats and dogs out of their yards and gardens.
Well, a lot of ways to do it. The easiest way to do it is with a spray of ammonia and water.
Uh-huh.
They don't like ammonia and water. You can keep them away from flower beds. You can also use black pepper or red pepper. Sprinkle it around the area.
Isn't ammonia dangerous?
Well, it's a very mild solution.
Okay.
And doesn't the red pepper, isn't that irritating to an animal?
Oh, yes.
That's the point.
We want to irritate them. Yes. They'll remember the area. They won't go back once they get irritated.
Now, cats are also afraid of snakes.
Well, you could buy a rattler.
Yeah, you were
that'll
you were
solve
me
the
something.
Problem.
Yeah, I read in the book about putting pieces of garden hose in your garden, and a cat will assume that it's a snake and stay away.
Cats are a little smarter than the garden hose. I would buy a fake snake.
Just a fake snake?
Yeah,
a rubber
with a movable
snake.
Head.
Uh-huh.
So the wind will move the head.
This is an amazing book.
We could go on and on.
Well, Asian beetles, you know, that's a big problem in the Midwest and East Coast. Deer, gophers, and moles, we tell you how to get rid of. Mice, everything.
It really is. It's very complete. I got to tell you, the title, as I just said a few minutes ago, sort of throws you off. There's a lot of information in it. At first, I thought that maybe, just looking at it, maybe it was a kid's book, is what I thought, maybe. But no, it is. If it is meant to be a kid's book, it has definitely captured
definitely not a kid's book.
Yes, it's captured my attention, and it's one of those things that I thought I read through it, but as we do the interview, I'm seeing more things. All talks about gophers.
Oh, gophers and moles, that's a big problem this time of year.
Yes.
We can tell you how to get rid of those if you'd like.
Okay.
All you do is buy a small transistor radio, a little $2, $3 one, a little cheapy. Put a hard rock music station on it. Don't put your station on it. They'll sit and listen. But get a real hard rock music station. Doesn't have to be loud. Drop it down the entrance to a gopher mole hole, and that'll clear out the whole backyard. The other thing you can do, what the farmers do in the Midwest, is use a small piece of chocolate laxative. And believe it or not, this is the truth. They drop that down the entrance to the gopher mole hole. It puts them on the run. They remember your property, and they never come back.
Wow, great information.
And you can use juicy fruit gum down there, human hair, oil of peppermint, potato flakes and water. The book has any number of ways to get rid of mice, gophers, moles, keep squirrels away from your bird feeder, everything.
But it doesn't harm them. It just...
No, none of that will really harm them.
It'll just make them remember.
We're not killing the animal.
Uh-huh.
We're keep just like deer and, you know, deer, skunks, raccoons. You want to keep them away from your garbage cans and property.
Uh-huh.
Because they do damage.
Uh-huh.
And the Japanese found out the way to do that a few years ago. What they do is, and they're selling this in the garden supply and nurseries here in this country now, is using big cat manure from lions and tigers.
Hmm.
You can buy a bag, sprinkle it around the area they're frequenting. And that'll take care of the deers, raccoons.
Where are you going to buy this?
And neighbors.
Yeah.
Hello, Tippy Hedren, can I buy some lion manure? Where do you buy that?
Any garden supply or nursery, they're really? Carrying it all over the country now.
Okay.
And that won't attract my cats or dogs to the...
It'll keep them away.
It'll attract big lions, is what
yeah,
it'll...
Now, lions, yeah, you might end up with a lion or two.
Well, before we let you go, tell us why you're known as the Wizard of Food.
Wizard of... I've got 14 books out on food secrets, grandmother's cooking secrets, and household hints.
Okay, we have clearly scheduled too little amount of time to spend with you, so we're going to have to do this once again. The book, surprisingly enough, carries no ISBN. It is unavailable.
No, it's not available in bookstores. It's only available on a toll-free number.
And that toll-free number?
That number is 800-665-8421. 800-665-8421. That's the only way to get the book.
And we're gonna put a link from animalradio.com. How much does a book like this cost?
You know, I don't know what they're selling it for now. They just lowered the price. I was selling it for $25.95, but I think it's more on that 800 number.
And there's no website, is there?
No, they might be able to give you one of the 800 number, but they're just setting it up, I believe.
It's a good book. I like it a lot. The Buggy Professor, Dr. Miles H. Bader, thanks for spending time with us. We're going to give away one copy, 1-866-405-8405. We were sent two, but you know how that goes with me. 1-866-405-8405. Doctor, thanks for spending time with us on Animal Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Before we get out of here today, we will give you the top 10 tips. These are for cats. Cat tips that are, if you're forced to relocate with your owner, you'll want to be listening up, meow, meow, meow.
Yes, so gather your cats around the radio. Well,
that's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, if you want to get qualified for the No Name giveaway, send us your empty inkjet cartridges. We'll give you all the details. We'll even send you a postage-paid envelope. You have to call us.
At 1-866-405-8405.
And, of course, all the information is also at animalradio.com. Also, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking with a guy that's invented some cool neon stuff.
Everybody loves neon.
And we're actually going to be giving some away to you. Write this number down, 1-866-405-8405. You just need it for so many reasons. There's more Animal Radio on the way.
Is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. These brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to animalradio.com. And look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
A printer in the background is me printing money, which you have to do when you're in the animal radio business. You have to print a lot of money. Mostly 20s, 60s. Is there really a $60 bill? Yeah, that was a mistake I made in the early process, but it looked so good that I figured who would notice. Not as good of an idea as this next guest, who has put together the Cool Neon Wire. The 2005 Spring Cool Neon catalog includes the Techno Flash, the Cool Neon Collection Necklace, the Cool Neon Strobing Sunglasses. These are great human toys, but they also make great safety accessories for animals. Like, say you're running along a street at night and you want your dog to light up so it doesn't get hit. This is a great idea. We're going to give some away in just a couple of seconds here.
Finally got him on the phone?
We got him.
Benjamin James, how are you doing?
Hi, Al. I'm doing great.
Did you invent the cool neon necklaces and all of this cool stuff we've been looking at?
The wire itself is an engineering product that was developed in Israel. And the Israeli company has the worldwide patent on the product. My company is responsible for bringing it to the artists of the U.S., bringing it across as a retail product line.
It's very cool. I love it. It comes in. I just realized you have a teardrop shape, too. We've been looking at these for about 10 minutes here, and we've been thinking this would be great to put around a pet if you're jogging at night or something like that.
Absolutely. When I camp, I use the cool neon necklaces around all the dogs I'm camping with, and the effect is mesmerizing to see these hoops cruising around.
In the dark.
But all the campers, as a practical matter, we can see where our dogs are and which dog is which. Because camping one dog running it 50 feet away from you.
Well, they have different colors. You can put different colors on.
That's it. We use different colors. And it's aside from being a mesmerizing effect, it's fairly practical.
You can color coordinate. You can wear a green one and have your dog wear a green one. And someone else can wear blue and have their dog wear blue. And you'll know who the owner is as well.
I have to say, camping, I haven't gone that far. No, absolutely, yes.
You also have the sunglasses, the neon flashing sunglasses?
They are very stunning, yes. They're a wonderful product. It's odd to wear sunglasses at night, but they're so stunning and effective that people really do love them.
They're very, very cool. Is it just one of your side jobs, or is this what pays the bills now?
I have no other job, and it's been that way for 6 years.
Where can someone go if they want to get one of these?
That would be coolneon.com, CoolNeon.com.
And everybody loves neon. I have the heart one that I flash, and I put it in my bedroom at night, and I love it.
It is an exquisitely beautiful product. That the heart necklace or the teardrop necklace is very beautiful.
I'm trying to corner our cats here in the studio and put some around their collars and
and
stuff.
Oh, not a cat herder.
Yeah, well, I'd recommend, you know, don't do it when you're not around your pet. Keep an eye on your pet when you have this collar on, just in case.
What do the animals think of them?
They seem indifferent. My dog loves camping so much that they're almost always out roaming around with the other dogs, and entirely indifferent to the presence of light. But they do get lots of attention at the dog park because everybody comes up and has to find out what my special dog is wearing, and then Molly gets extra special petting.
How many hours will the light stay on? How many hours is the battery life?
You get about 10 to 15 hours
in
repeated nights. That's lots of trips to the dog park. And I don't leave it on Molly all the time. I pretty much only put it on when we're going out at night. It winds up lasting several camping trips. But the batteries we sell as well, and it's $1.20 for a package of many replacements. So whenever I'm camping, I always have just a package of batteries.
How much do these necklaces cost?
I wish I knew. $10.
Is that any good?
Wait a second. Wait. No, I take that back. They're on sale. $7 each.
What a deal.
If you say Animal Radio Network, right?
If you say Animal Radio Network, very good. Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, 1-866-405-8405. We're going to give away, the heart one over here. Is that okay?
Wonderful.
Okay, I have the heart one already.
And then we'll give a few of these away for your animals, too. What do you say? 1-866-405-8405 right now. Our pick, Animal Radio's pick for the coolest animal item of this month.
And even people item. I love it. They're fun to play with.
Very cool. Check it out, coolneon.com. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, Benjamin.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay, we got to get out of here. Before we go, with the top 10 tips for cats who are forced to relocate with their owners, got to be next weekend because we're out of time. You have a recall.
No.
What's the recall on?
Just want to do a real quick recall, a dog and cat treat recall under Aaron Pet Food for salmonella infection in humans when they handle the treats. It's the salmon snackers, shrimp snackers, healthy canine beef jerky, and healthy canine beef heart by Aaron Pet Food.
Beautiful. So we'll put that on the website too, animalradio.com. That's where you're going to find out information about everything you heard today, including the cartridge drive. Remember, spay and neuter your animals. Spay or neuter. You don't have to do both. And then remember, don't buy from a breeder. You don't need to go to a breeder. Even if you want a special breed, there are breed rescues. There are so many animals being put to sleep. We appreciate your help. Go to the shelter, help out, volunteer, and we'll see you next week right here for more Animal Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.